Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here, Network Marketing Professional. What we're going to do today is discuss recognition ideas for network marketers. If you're a leader in this industry, or you want to be a leader, or you're trying to build a team, you have to learn how to use recognition to your advantage. Recognition is basically giving people praise, publicly in most cases, for specific achievements that they accomplished in the business. Why is recognition important? Well, it's important because people want to be appreciated and feel important. It's one of the greatest human needs. Babies cry for it. Grown men die for it. I remember my time as an Army officer and in the Army. I've never seen a soldier turn down a medal that they received, and they would proudly pin it on their chest. They love that recognition. Same thing holds true in the corporate world. Same thing definitely holds true in network marketing. People want to be recognized for their contributions. What should you recognize in your business? Well, most people make the mistake and they only recognize the top performers. And you should recognize the top performers for their achievements, but you should also recognize people for the smallest of things. You want to recognize the behaviors that you want people to do more of. Some examples might include signing up their first person, making their names list, getting their first no, dealing with a rude response or a social media troll, selling a product, so making their first product sale, hitting a new rank, doing their first home event or local event. Those are just a few things that you can recognize in your company. I would make a list of critical activities that you want people to do in your business and then find ways to recognize those activities. Now, when it comes to recognition, there's lots of ideas that you can do to give as prizes or gifts. I always believe that the personal touch is what matters most. It doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. So in many cases, it doesn't have to cost you any money at all to do the recognition, but you can do personalized gifts. This could be like a coffee cup or a shirt with someone's name on it, or their name and their new rank in the company, just something personal. Cash prizes. Cash always works good, especially in today's crazy economy. You could have a recognition wall, like a wall of fame. That's what we do in our team. When people hit the rank of silver or above, they are featured on our wall of fame, and we cover that on every Wednesday webinar, and we have a picture of everybody who's hit that rank in our company. You could do something similar like that in your company. You could do leadership retreats, like if people do hit a certain milestone in their business by a certain date, they get a trip paid to a leadership retreat, or they get a ticket to a leadership retreat. You could have clothes, and when I say clothes, I don't mean designer clothes. I mean clothes that are personalized with their name on it, or maybe gear that your company offers. That's good recognition ideas, like a hat. The next thing you could do is a public shout out. This could be a public shout out on your corporate call, on your team call, or your webinar, on social media, in your group, or on your personal Facebook page. You could also do a handwritten note and then mail it to the person. And my favorite thing to do for recognition is to pull the person aside in private and give them specific feedback on what they did. So maybe, you know, hey, Joe, I just wanted to pull you aside for a minute because I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud that you signed up your first person after having 15 people tell you no. I know you can do this. Keep moving forward. You got this. Great job. That's an example of recognition. And people like that. People love to get positive feedback. My final tip for you is to be genuine. Don't just recognize anything, but, you know, because you don't want to water it down and make it less effective. So decide the things that you want to recognize and then be consistent with recognizing people. And when possible, try to always do it publicly because other people can see it or hear it. And that also helps, and it will make the person feel proud. I've recognized people on webinars before, and then they took the recording and shared the recording with their spouse. So people are proud of their achievements, especially when they're recognized. So make sure you're doing that. Recognition will keep your team rocking and rolling. Make sure you follow the tips in this training and you'll be well on your way. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help our channel. Also, you can check out the links and the resources in the description box below this training to learn more about how to be successful in network marketing. I hope you got some value from today's training. I do publish a new video and a new podcast pretty much every day, so please check back often. With that, thank you. Have a great day.